Today's scripture reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me to do anything, I will do it. This is the word of the Lord.
Hello, my name is Sophie Clantrip, and I'm going to be graduating on June 12th from Shenley High School. Being a member of ELPC has meant a lot to me. ELPC has been my second home. It's partly my second home because I do a lot of activities and come here a lot during the week, and partly because I feel very comfortable here. We started going to this church when I was in sixth grade, and I had never gone to church before. The Sunday school teachers and youth group leaders made me feel so welcome, and their kindness is one of the reasons I like this church so much. I have always felt God's presence in my life. I have always felt like someone was taking care of me. God was above me, and I was young, so I didn't understand like other kids. But being at ELPC has really taught me about God's love. During the past years, I loved doing the mission trips, going to Camp Crestfield, and the sleepovers at church with the youth group. I was involved in Hope Academy held here at ELPC. I did the musical theater program and Voices of Hope Choir for 2 years. I also was on a step team and took private voice lessons. It was all free, more or less, and I think it was an amazing opportunity for me and other kids. A lot of things I have done in my life, community service, volunteering, and extracurricular activities have been done at ELPC, not to mention actual church services on Sundays. I'm so glad I got to grow up in this church. I used to think of God as distantly seeing everyone from the sky and didn't think about God actually being in my life. But God's presence became clear to me when I joined ELPC. I used to just think church was boring. You sit through a service quietly and there was no fun in it. But the youth program and the kind people in the church made me start to want to come to church and to have fun and feel God's presence more. ELPC has become familiar to me and given me a constant place to come to in my life. Sometimes I think through hard times it has really kept me going. No matter what happens at school or anywhere else, I know I will always be able to come here and people will be loving and caring toward me. That is God's love, and I learned about God here through the Bible lessons, but even more from the love that is shown and spread through this community. When I graduate, I'm going to Allegheny College in Meadville, Pennsylvania. I'm undecided on what my major is going to be, but I think I want to study healthcare or political science. I'm going to miss coming to this church during the week. Thank you for welcoming me here. I am so grateful that ELPC was brought into my life. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Talora Martin, and I'm a senior at Fox Chapel Area High School. I've been coming to ELPC for as long as I remember. I graduate on June 5th, and it's still hard for me to believe that I have only 2 weeks left in high school. The school year seems so long as you are living it, and September feels like it was ages ago, but at the same time, it feels like I've been at school for less than a month. Next year, I will be heading to Iowa to attend Grinnell College. I'm intending to major in biochemistry, but that is very far from being set in stone. Actually, I tell half the people who ask that I'm undecided, and it usually just depends on the mood I'm in. I'm not completely sure what I want to do after college, but I do know what I do not want to do. So through the process of elimination, I have a tentative path. Even if I haven't heard a calling for any career in particular, I have been guided by God's influence in my decision making. As many wise Sunday school teachers have advised me, I seek a job in which I can put my unique gifts to use to improve the world that God gave us. God moves me to reach my greatest potential, to succeed even when I feel like giving up, because through my accomplishments, I honor and serve Him. Throughout most of the changes that life has thrown at me, I could always rely on ELPC to be there, to be welcoming, and to be a center of peace and spirituality. I've explored this building when I was a child. I've played hide and seek here, slept here, and eaten many bagels here. I've prayed here, sang here, meditated here, took communion here, shook the hands of countless people here, and wished them God's peace. This building has watched me grow up. This community of faith has always encouraged me, assisted me, and cared for me. As I take my next big step in life, East Liberty Presbyterian Church will continue to be in my thoughts and prayers, even though I will be a 12-hour driving distance away. I will never forget those who have guided me here. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Maddie Massey, and I'm graduating Alderdice High School and attending Duquesne Nursing School in the fall. I've been going to ELPC since I was a baby, and I was lucky enough to be baptized and confirmed here. ELPC has had a huge impact on my life and is one of the reasons why I decided to go to Duquesne. Since I was a kid and attended Sunday school and services, ELPC has instilled great moral values in me. I have learned that you should never judge a book by its cover. I have learned that no matter what, God will be there for you. And I have also learned through ELPC that giving back to the community makes it such a huge difference, not only in the community, but also in yourself. That's why I decided to go to nursing school. The nursing profession provides an opportunity to make a difference in people's lives, to help others, and give back. ELPC was always a place where I felt welcomed. The congregation is always so kind and warm-hearted. Throughout my life, though, I have learned that not all people are like us. Not everyone welcomes diversity with open arms. While I did struggle with the thought of how people could be so cruel and how God could let people be so close-minded, I remembered that God did give us the power of choice, and I was lucky enough that ELPC had taught me about respecting other people's opinions and ideas, even if I didn't always agree with them. That's also another reason why I chose Duquesne, because as a nurse, there are going to be many different people I see coming in and out of the hospitals. Duquesne also emphasizes that even though we all have our own opinions, we have to respect what other people want, even if we don't share those same opinions. It's crazy to think how much ELPC has truly impacted my life, and I'm hoping that as a nurse, I will be able to spread the great values and morals that ELPC has taught me. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Jermaine Thomas, and right now I'm a senior at Olderdose. I received an academic scholarship to attend Cal U for computer engineering. Computer engineering is essentially a mix of electrical engineering and computer science, so I'll either minor in computer science, dual major in electrical and computer engineering, or do all three of them if I can. I really just want to work with computers. That's all I want to do. My journey through ELPC started in the infant room. I've attended this church since the beginning of my life and went through all of the extended session classes as I grew older. I remember being afraid to go to my first extended session class and didn't want to leave. Whenever I remember this, I always think this is interesting because as a teenager, I often volunteered to help out in the class that I was always afraid to go to as a child. I remember Camp Crestview, which helped me get deeper in faith, having fun at the same time. Trips were always great. I also remember different mission trips like trips to Galleria, singing Christmas carols at local hospitals, and helping out in local food banks as well. These chances to help people always gave me the opportunity to realize that I really enjoy helping people. Experiences like these and other experiences really drive home like the feeling that ELPC is like my second home. I've made a lot of good friends here, and I've met many great role models. I'll always remember ELPC as the start of my faith journey as I move into the next chapter of my life.
For those of us who work with the youth on a regular basis, Youth Sunday becomes something of a bittersweet day. We rejoice and celebrate the gifts of our many youth, those who are with us today and those who couldn't be with us this morning. But we're also mindful that for our graduating seniors who we have gotten to watch grow and who we have nurtured across many years, that many of them will be leaving us and we won't be seeing them every week or a few times a week. So we're very excited. We celebrate the accomplishments and this milestone with our graduating seniors, even as we grieve a little bit that we won't see you as often as we do. At this time in our service, though, we would like to offer a prayer for our seniors, knowing that God goes with them on the next step of their journey. And so we will pray together, asking for God's blessing and protection and wisdom and guidance and love to continue to nurture each of these young men and women as they head off to college in the fall. So at this time, I'd like to invite the seniors to come and stand front and center. I'd like to invite the youth and church school teachers to unfold from behind. And I'd like to invite any one of you who are the parents or family members of these seniors, or those of you who have taught Sunday school or extended session, who have been one of the many mentors they've noted, to please come forward for the laying on of hands as we offer a prayer. So please come and stand right here. Let us pray together. Loving God, we give you thanks for these graduating seniors and for their many gifts. Thank you for your presence in their lives and for calling them to an awareness of your love, and for leading them to be a part of this family of faith. We thank you for their energy, their insights, creativity, their service and love, and for the privilege of witnessing their growth in so many ways. Bless them, we pray. Continue to nurture them along the next steps of life's journey. Inspire and encourage them, strengthen and protect them, comfort them and instill them with the sense of your hope. With thanksgiving, we commission these youth, sending them forth in the power of your Spirit. May they be instruments of your love, compassion, and justice wherever you call them to go. May they walk in the light of your love, aware of your abiding presence, today and always. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.